This is John Robles. You're listening to an interview with George Galloway, a member of the British Parliament. This is part three of an interview in progress. You can find the previous parts of this interview on our website at voiceofrussia.com. Another country that I just wanted to add to your list was Saudi Arabia, when Prince Bandar threatened terrorist attacks on the Olympic Games in Sochi. Russia would have had every right to just wipe it off the map.
Well, Saudi Arabia is a gangster state, and Bandar is increasingly the chief capo. He is the man who goes around delivering the severed horse's head into the bed of whomsoever they wish to intimidate. Mm-hmm. They try bribery, first of all, and then they try browbeating, and finally they are ready to bully through the use of their surrogate auxiliary terrorist army. Mm-hmm. And they found that President Putin could be neither bribed nor bullied, and he was sent away with a flea in his ear. but he's very lucky it was only a flea in his ear.
Yeah.
Frankly, if he tried it with me, he'd have gone home without an ear.
Yeah, I mean, you don't threaten a nuclear superpower. I'm sorry. I mean, the West can say whatever they want, but Russia is still a nuclear power. You don't tell a president we're gonna unleash Al Qaeda. We control your Chechen terrorists. What about Scotland? You're Scottish, yes, sir?
Yes, I am. Yes.
What about Scottish independence? Do you think that will happen, or how's that going?
I don't think it will happen, and I don't want it to happen. I'm against the breakup of states. Mm-hmm. This small country has been one country for more than 300 years. We speak the same language. We have a common language, a common culture, a common economic situation. And once upon a time, if only briefly, we did some good things in the world, particularly in 1940 and 41, when we stood alone against fascist barbarism, and we didn't ask the people who did so whether they were Scottish or whether they were English. And I just think that working people divided are always weakened. Mm-hmm. Working people together will be stronger. So I was against the breakup of Yugoslavia. I was against the breakup of the USSR. I can hardly be in favor of the breakup of this small country.
Okay. Can you give us your opinion of sovereignty in the EU with regard to, for example, Ukraine? And how much do countries lose in terms of sovereignty, in your opinion, when they join the EU?
Before I answer that, let me just make this point.
Yes.
Can you imagine what would happen if President Putin went to the streets of Toronto on street demonstrations, whipping up anti-American feeling in the neighboring country? And yet this is precisely what's happening on the front line in Kiev now.
Yeah.
European and North American politicians are on the streets of Russia's neighboring country whipping up anti-Russian feeling. But it seems to me, I'm wrong, you'll know better than I, that it's running out of steam. Again, President Putin, with his economic arrangements that he's now made with the president of Ukraine, has again played a masterful diplomatic game. Mm-hmm. And the European Union, virtually bankrupt, is not in a position to match what Russia can do to help Ukraine in this terrible economic situation that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
But to answer your point, the European Union is a good idea in principle.
Mm-hmm.
It has stopped the countries of the west of Europe, in the first instance, from attacking each other and murdering each other in their millions, which they did from the 1870 until 1945,
mm-hmm.
Three times at least. And that's a good thing. It's a good thing if working people in the European continent, not only within the boundaries of the European Union, but throughout the European continent, can reach common agreements on social policy, on environmental issues, on issues of social security, and even common defense. There's nothing wrong with any of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But the European Union is utterly dysfunctional when it comes to the manner in which it's run and the free market banking principles on which it is based. We have a Reaganite, Thatcherite European Central Bank, which sets monetary and fiscal policy for the Franco-German center, mm-hmm. and not for the periphery even of Western Europe, never mind Central and Eastern Europe, as they become more often members of the European Union. Mm-hmm. So it's a very dysfunctional organization. It's broke, and it ought to fix its own problems rather than sticking its nose into the problems of Ukraine and Ukraine's relationship with Russia.
I see. And by extension, NATO. What's your opinion about NATO and their expansion?
Well, NATO is an imperial war machine. Its name is increasingly, of course, a misnomer. The North Atlantic has been stretched as a geographical definition as far as the deserts of North Africa.
Yeah.
And the North Atlantic Treaty Organization is circling both Russia and China with bases and nuclear-armed warships and aeroplanes and so on. And it is the greatest danger to peace and security in the world. And one of the many reasons why I find the call for Scottish independence implausible is that the Independence Party plans on making the independent Scotland a member of NATO, which makes a mockery of its professed intention to be rid of nuclear weapons. You can't be rid of nuclear weapons whilst joining a nuclear-armed club.
Mm-hmm. Do you see NATO weakening or just growing and growing beyond all control?
No, they're definitely weakening. The high point of the American Empire has passed, as the high point of the British Empire before it passed. Power is passing to the east, to China, to Russia, and to other rising countries in the East and the South. I wouldn't say, as Chairman Mao said 30 years or 40 years prematurely, that the United States was a paper tiger, but it's definitely an aging tiger whose teeth are beginning to fall out.
I see. Very well put. Thank you, sir. Brilliant.
Thank you.
If I could, very last point, and then I'll let you go. Ukraine, right? Syria, we think Ukraine, it was like revenge for their loss in Syria,
yes.
Right? And now if they lose in Ukraine, what is the next hot spot going to be, in your opinion?
Well, the thing is, they're losing and losing and losing. Now, that might make them more angry, mm-hmm. but it doesn't make them more able to win. They're losing because they're losing. They're losing because their power is waning. Their hard power is waning. Their financial power is defunct. Mm-hmm. And their soft power, their cultural power, is virtually non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who takes a look and a listen to John McCain and thinks that is a cultural soft power icon to desire, or to head towards, would need their head examined. This is knuckle-dragging, low-grade, moronic culture.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think that the great people of the Ukraine or many other places are attracted to the soft power of the United States. The United States does not have the financial and economic wherewithal to make it worth their while. So
yeah.
People are increasingly looking to themselves, I hope, and looking elsewhere to other rising powers in the world. And let's hope that in the next year and the next decade, we have a number of great powers in the world. Mercifully, we have emerged intact mm-hmm. from the very dangerous 20 years in which the United States was the sole superpower in the world. We escaped that. And we must never allow ourselves to endure that trial again.
I see. Can we finish up with your film? Can you give us a few details? Maybe plug it if you want to. Tell us
where
can we go?
Yeah.
I understand your film, it's very unique in that it's being funded by the people, if I understand.
Yes, the killing of Tony Blair began on Kickstarter, uh-huh. which is a crowdfunding mechanism. We asked for £50,000 sterling,
mm-hmm.
and we got 160.
Wow.
And the money is still coming in. It can come in now by Kickstarter, but you can still support us through PayPal. Mm-hmm. You can go to blairdoc.com, mm-hmm. theblairdoc.com. You can follow us on Twitter, at the Blair Doc. There are many, many ways. If you forget any of those, just go to George Galloway MP on Facebook or follow me, George Galloway, on Twitter, and I'll put you in the right direction.
Okay.
The film should be out next autumn, and it's coming to a cinema near you.
Okay. I'm sure that'll be, it will be very popular in Russia. Hopefully we can get a Russian version.
I hope so. I hope so. Thanks very much indeed, John.
Okay. Thank you, sir. It was an honor and a pleasure, and thanks for your time.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That was the end of part three of an interview with British Member of Parliament George Galloway. You can find the previous parts of this interview on our website at voiceofrussia.com. Thank you very much for listening, and as always, I wish you all the best and happy holidays wherever you may be.